Amelia Bernasconi
on ABC Upper Hunter.
Well, he's known widely as a mental health author and spokesperson who fearlessly shares his own experiences to raise awareness of mental ill health. You and I know him as your ABC Upper Hunter and ABC Newcastle Saturday Brekkie host. I am, of course, talking about Mr. Craig Hamilton. He's visiting our region in the next little while, leading two talks about mental health and well-being. And Craig is on the line this morning. Good morning, Hamo.
Hey, how are you, Amelia?
Very well. Thanks for doing a bit of media while you are, of course, on holidays. We're missing you on Saturday, Brekkie, but you'll be back in the Upper Hunter for some well-being days coming up.
Yes, and looking forward to it as well. 25th of May, which is, what, a week away, week and a bit, and that's going to be in Merriwa on the 25th, and then in Quirindi on the 26th at the Quirindi Theatre. So, yeah, really looking forward to coming back up the valley. It's been a while.
We look forward to having you here. I mean, mental health is something that I think we're seeing, you know, the times change a little bit. It's becoming more and more common to speak about. What will you be targeting at these days coming up?
Well, look, there's a few things. Of course, there's the influence of COVID. That's been a big one for so many people. In terms of managing their own mental health, I think it's pushed a lot of buttons for people who maybe have had an anxiety, general anxiety across their lives, or a depression, or some other form of mental illness, you know, a bipolar disorder or similar. It's really caused that next level of stress. So when we put that next level of stress onto what many people are already experiencing stress, it takes things to the next level. But the big message I have now is one about reducing stigma. That's still an ongoing thing. It was a big thing when I first started speaking, not so much now. I think there's so much more discussion right across the community in that area, and that was so long overdue, and that conversation's got to continue so that it makes it easier for people to have the, you know, put their hand up, really, if they need some help. And the other thing is the tools and the strategies you can use to get well and to stay well and to improve and to flourish in your life. You don't have to be pigeonholed, you know, to say, well, look, I've got a mental health issue, and so that's it. I'm not going to be able to, you know, to really be successful in my life or be well, feel good. I don't believe that for a minute.
And it's not something where you have to find yourself, you know, questioning your mental health to start action on, is it? I mean, it's like going to the gym, which we should all be, or exercising, you know, for our physical health. We should always be considering our mental health too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing that staggered me over many years. It's like, why have we been so slow on this stuff? We just have this, you know, assumption. I suppose when I was in the same boat, actually, that I'd always assumed that my mental health would be good. I just made that assumption. Mm. But when I found out that it wasn't good, and, you know, I had that major experience of depression and mania and psychosis, I thought, boy, this is next level stuff here. And then you think, well, gee, I'm the only person that could go through this. And then you realise, when you do share your story, that you realise that it's quite common. It's far more common than many of us realise, and so let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. Plenty of good stuff you can do to stay well. You know, if you need medication, okay, that's one part of the jigsaw, but it really is just one part of the jigsaw. Good health is good health.
That's it. Well, we look forward to seeing you in Anneck of the Woods in the next week or two. Hamo, who else can we expect to hear from at these Merriwa and Quirindi events?
Well, you're going to hear from Alira Robertson in Quirindi. Now, I got the chance to meet Alira a few years ago, and she's been very brave in telling her story as well. She's certainly faced some challenges in the mental health area. She's a local girl. I think she lives in Newcastle now, but she's from Quirindi originally. That's where she's born and bred. And she came forward when she knew I was going up there, and she said, look, I'd love to be a part of this. Can I speak on the night? And that's been organised. The Rotary Club in Quirindi have been fantastic in putting this together. They've been trying to get something going up there for a good while, but they finally managed to to get it together. And, you know, through COVID, it's been impossible just about to put anything on. And in Merriwell, Maria Cameron's been a big driver there, who's so well known in the community and is part of our Upper Hunter Roundup team. Mm-hmm. You would have heard her on the radio. And I know she knows you. She loves you to death.
Oh, well, she has to. She has to love me by blood.
Yeah, so she's fantastic. So she'll be involved at Merriwell.
Yeah, fantastic, Craig. Well, we certainly wish you all the best for those upcoming events next Wednesday and Thursday in Merriwell and Quirindi. And thank you for giving us a little insight this morning.
Great. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Hammo. Craig Hamilton, you would know him as the voice of ABC's Saturday Brekkie here on ABC Upper Hunter and ABC Newcastle. You can catch him in Merriwell next Wednesday, the 25th of May, from 6 p.m. at the Merriwell Sports Club, or in Quirindi, if that's a little closer for you, on the 26th of May, 7 p.m. at the Quirindi Royal Theatre, and plenty more info online as well.